Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Can we start it like, are you recording?
Yeah, I'm recording.
Okay. Can we start it like just casual? Like, this wine tastes really good.
Super casual.
Let's talk.
Hello, everybody. We are back for another Bread and Wine. This is a candid conversation between my wife, Nicole, and I, talking about life, money, kids, oh my God, all of the stuff that's going on in a lot of your lives, and we are glad you are back with us once again. We're getting a lot of great feedback on the show. Thank you so much for the notes, the emails, the social hits, the reviews. It's been great. I really appreciate the feedback, and I know Nicole does too. She's not as much of a words of affirmation gal as I am, but
I'm a time spent gal.
She's a time spent gal.
The words have been very kind. Thank you, everyone.
Exactly. And I sent them to her anyway, and she's like, okay, well, I didn't know people were going to listen to this thing, so.
I guess I'll keep going.
That's cool. Well, everybody, we're going to jump into our topic this week, and I'll just give you full disclosure. We just recorded an entire episode. And
snooze fest.
Nicole said I was a snooze fest. So officially, going forward now, she's going to be coming up with the topics. And I have dubbed her creative director. So the whole back and forth thing, I'm just going to let Nicole do it going forward because she's better at this than I am. I mean, I think I feel pretty good about that Monday format. And this one, I'm feeling a little intimidated. So I'm going to let Nicole lead with that baby.
Sorry, Charlie.
What topic do you have for us today?
We've never had more than enough time. And we had more than enough time on your topic.
Oh, you're right. We did.
Sorry.
Yeah. I'll caveat. We talked about something, which we're not going to talk about, for 7 minutes. And then she was like, all right.
I got something juicy.
So she's got something juicy. I think you guys liked the stripper talk last week.
All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready, baby.
All right. Take a sip. Okay. I want to talk about something that's come up with us in the past quite a few times. And I've actually always wanted to like write an article about it or like write down my thoughts about it, but this is way easier. Let's just shoot by the foot. What do you call it?
Shoot
from the hip.
Shoot the breeze.
Shoot from the hip.
Shoot from the hip.
That's
what they say.
So what is the difference, or is there a difference between being cheap and being frugal?
Ooh, I like it.
Because we've talked about this before where we've been in like an argument before and I don't think I've like been like, you're cheap, but you know.
You felt that I was cheap.
I felt that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because like you weren't on board with me spending in certain categories that were super important to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, there are other categories we've explored that you are so, like you're very, you'll spend tons of money in.
Sure.
You'll spend lots of money on experiences. You'll spend lots of money on kids' activities. You're signing them up for all kinds of sports and this and that. And, whereas I am more frugal or cheap. I don't know what you call it. So we've had this conversation before, but let's lay it all out. The first part of the question is there a difference between being cheap and frugal, or are they the same thing?
I do think there's a difference. And then again, that's my opinion. I think the difference is frugal sounds like a compliment. It sounds like you are conscientious of your purchases because you are trying to align your priorities with the things you want to buy. You're not frivolously buying.
Interesting.
Cheap, I believe, is trying to find the most inexpensive thing or the cheapest thing at all costs, no matter of value and no matter what. That's my first blush at it without,
okay,
you know, having anything written down or whatever. But that's my thought. I feel like when somebody call, if somebody were to call me frugal, I'd be like, thanks. If someone were to call me cheap, I'd be like, yeah, well, that's why? Well, what's wrong with you, bro?
Yeah. I would agree that cheap sounds like a negative. It has a negative connotation. If somebody said I was cheap, I would take that as an insult for sure. If someone said I was frugal, I'm not sure I would take that as a compliment. I think of frugal as a sort of like when a real estate agent calls a really old house and they call it vintage.
Yeah, it has character.
Character. So I find it to be a word that has been sugar-coated for cheap. But I agree that the root of it was supposed to be, you know, more of what you're saying. Like not cheap, but you are intentional with your money, right? Like you put your money where it is, where you hold your values. So if you value experiences, you spend your money on vacation. If you value material things, you spend your money on clothing and, you know, material stuff for your life. But in today's day and age, when someone says frugal, I think it's a negative thing.
Oh, okay.
I feel like we need another word for this. I don't know.
Another word. Well, I'll have to think about that as we talk. But yeah, I don't know. If somebody called me frugal, I'd be
you
like,
don't think of thanks. That as an insult, huh?
I don't. I think I feel like it is some, you know, would I rather them call me something else? Probably. But it doesn't sound like an insult to me. Mm-hmm. It sounds like somebody who's conscientious.
And somebody who's
thrifty kind of falls into thrifty. The same bucket.
See,
frugal
see
and
that,
thrifty
like,
kind of sounds
me as well.
Thrifty sounds yes. bothersome to you too?
Yes. Huh? Because I come from a culture, a family, a background where
thrifty is negative.
It's supposed to be like, yes, whatever you want, here it is. You know what I mean? Like if you are hosting and you there's cake on the table and your guest wants a piece of cake, it's you serve them a huge piece. Even if they want a small piece, you serve them a huge piece. You give them abundance. You give them over what they need and what they're asking for. And same thing for like, you know, like when you and I got engaged and so we weren't making a ton of money at the time when we got engaged and we got married. And we didn't have a formal engagement party, but we invited a bunch of people just to meet us at the bar and have, you know, have some drinks. And normally in my culture, it would be like, we're picking up the tab for everyone. You and I didn't really have the money for it, but if I were marrying a Chaldean guy, even if we didn't have the money for it, we'd put it on a credit card. Because that's embarrassing not to cover everyone's drinks if we're inviting them out, right?
Sure.
Now, to you, that's probably frugal, right? That's like, hey, we're not rich. We can't, you know, everyone can buy their own drinks. No big deal.
It's less of frugal.
Like, frugal?
It's less of frugal and more responsible.
Yeah. Okay.
So
I see. Yeah.
I'm not trying to be offensive to your culture or anything like that because I've spent a lot of time with people in your culture. But if you don't have the money, you shouldn't spend it.
I mean, I agree that it's the responsible thing to do, but it's also like, so it's also very, it's like the generous thing to do is to cover it even if it's going to put you in a bad way.
Interesting.
I know.
Yeah, I completely disagree.
It is interesting.
Yeah. But okay, what I will say about your culture is that I've come across the aisle, we'll say. Mm. A lot, I believe. There have been times where in the early portion of a relationship where it's like, hey, it'd be great if you grabbed this whole bill. And I'd be like, I'm going to pay a $300 dinner bill? Are you kidding me? Everybody came here. They're all working. They all have jobs, you know? And in the beginning, it was very difficult for me to do that. And then over time, I did that more. And there was a sort of a pride that came along with it. And I'm like, well, that's kind of cool. Well,
it's like an ego thing.
It is an ego thing. It is. Right. It's kind of cool. So I've sort of blended the two in actually having the money to do it as well as being generous.
Right, right.
So, which might sound nerdy or thrifty or frugal, but I'll literally save up the amount of money that is needed to cover the $300, $400 bill.
Yeah.
So that we can be generous.
I think that's how we've reconciled like these cultural differences.
Yes.
Right. It's like, so to me, it's normal to, if we invite somebody out for your birthday, we cover the bill.
Yeah.
I mean, we invited you. It's our, you know, you're being hosted by us.
I like that.
It is our responsibility and our pleasure to, you know, do this, to cover the bill. I guess the difference being like if we had both lost our jobs or something, sure, we literally couldn't pay for it. It would be pretty irresponsible to do that. But because we can, if we can, I feel like that is the nice thing to do. And that's a way to be frugal and not cheap, right? Because frugal doesn't, like you're saying, it doesn't need to mean that you are not spending. It can mean that you are spending, but it's very planned.
Sounds like we need a new word. You're right.
I know.
So what's generously responsible?
I don't know.
Can we create a word?
We should.
Generobable? That's a horrible word.
Let's see.
Responselessly.
Responselessly. I like that.
No, I that's why I love our cultural differences, is that there are so many things that when we started our relationship, I'm like, no way, that's bonkers. And then over whatever, call it 10 years. There's so many things about your culture that I love. It was so foreign to me, you know, pardon the word, but like it was so different, but I loved it. And it was so new and different that I was just like, oh my gosh, I love this. And then over time, some of those things that made me feel really uncomfortable, I'm like, you know what? That's great. Mm-hmm. Those are great qualities. What can I do to become more generous?
Right.
To family or to friends?
So the difference just being that in the beginning, you were like, I can't even imagine doing this because I don't have the money to do it.
Correct.
And then once we were making more money, you were like, wow, I really enjoy this generosity. How can I do this? How can I be more generous? But it was because you had the money to back it up.
Yep. So yeah, I think I'm inherently like a cheap guy.
Right.
I'll use that word cheap. I think I'm a guy that just wants to
be able to afford what he's doing.
Yeah. Be honest with what I am. Like I the last thing I ever want to do is drive around a car that I can't afford just for flash or wear suits and I don't know. I'm not about the flash.
Right.
I will if I've got the money to buy it. There's nothing wrong with buying nice stuff. I don't want to ever disparage people for buying luxury cars or luxury stuff or things that make them feel good or look good and make them feel confident if you got the money. But I'm personally not down with lumping things down on credit just to show off or to pretend you are what you're not. And right, a lot of those status symbols, I think, are a problem for our country, honestly. I think people are trying to chase this dream of what it means to be successful, what it means to be wealthy, about looks as opposed to actually taking care of your family and helping them to thrive.
Right.
I'm very passionate about that.
I saw this it just hit home to me, this image that was, I don't know, it was, it, okay, so the image is of an apple in front of a mirror, and the the reflection in the mirror of the apple is like a perfect round, red, voluptuous apple, right? And the camera angle, you can see the other side of the apple, whereas in the mirror reflection, you cannot. But in the camera angle, you can. So in this picture, you can see the back of this apple, and the back of the apple is rotten with a bite taken out of it. So the point being that you can project this beautiful, perfect image, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's true. And I completely agree with that. Like, so if we go back to the initial conversation of, is there a difference between cheap and frugal? Okay, so your answer is, yes, there is a difference. And you have a clear distinction between the two. Frugal is actually a positive thing. And being cheap, called cheap, is a negative thing. To me, they both sound extremely negative. Mm-hmm. However, I think that the word frugal has gotten a bad rap. I think that the root of it and what it really actually is supposed to mean is supposed to be a positive thing. But I think that it's gotten, it's become dingy.
Sure. I think we're in a search for a third word.
I think we are.
And thrifty's no good. We talked about thrifty being a synonym to frugal.
Yeah. So if anybody has any really great words to submit to Webster's Dictionary, I think game on.
Or maybe they already exist because we're two or three glasses in.
True.
On that note, we should probably do some takeaways from this one.
We should. So key takeaway number one, we need a new word. Because I think Andy thinks thrifty is a good word. I think it's a negative word.
You mean frugal. Right?
Frugal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or thrifty, whatever. Frugal, you're the same for you. Slash. So never mind.
But yes, I think there is a distinction between being cheap and being intentional with your money. I think we both agree on that. Okay.
So I agree.
That's a key takeaway. And then another key takeaway, I think, would be that being intentional with your money can be really freeing. I think when you have the money to back up the generosity that you want to show and give, that, I think when it's planned out and you have the money to back it up, go for it.
That's the most baller of them all, right?
Yeah.
You can get all the stuff and you got the money for it.
Right.
I think that's cool. Maybe that's just me. I don't know.
What else?
Oh, the third takeaway, I would say for people who've been married for a period of time, there's going to be differences between you and your spouse. Embrace the differences because you very well might just come along to the other side, the other side of the aisle, and love the differences as I have with the Chaldean culture and my lovely wife.
And not only embracing them, but like at least trying to understand them. Like Absolutely. If you can't embrace them, understand them. Because you and I have gotten into arguments before. Like, I mean, so for lack of a better word, because we haven't defined that third word, you're cheap in certain categories, right? Mm-hmm. You're cheap in the category of home improvement because you could care less.
Right.
And I'm cheap in the category of asking people for help. I will open up the drain under the sink. I will fix the toilet by myself. I don't care how dirty it is because I do not want to pay a plumber to come for $65. So call it stubborn or whatever. But
call whatever word you want.
Cheap.
Yeah.
Because I think that I can just figure it out. Or, you know, it's really weird. We all have our things. I reuse paper plates. Like, I don't know if it's not necessarily like because they cost a penny per plate.
I never used to wash plastic bags before I got married to you.
Plastic Ziploc bags.
Yep.
I mean, I think that's maybe more for the environment.
I like it.
But it's also, it just seems super wasteful to me.
Even though
it like equates to a penny, it just seems wasteful. So I'm cheap in those categories, for lack of a better word. And
I'd call it frugal.
Okay. Whatever. Splitting hairs.
I'm just trying to give you a compliment. But you don't call it a compliment, right?
But yeah. So, I mean, so to your point of, you know, trying to embrace the differences, I'd say if you can't embrace the differences between husband and wife or partner, that at least just understand that, you know, just because somebody doesn't want to spend a lot in one category doesn't mean that they're cheap. It just means they don't value that particular category. I bet if you look at the budget, they spend a lot in another area.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And it's the same thing with your time. You know, you're going to spend time on something that somebody else doesn't think is important. Mm-hmm. And yeah, everybody's got their differences. And these are great ways to appreciate them.
I remember thinking you were absolutely bonkers for spending like, what was it, like $1,500 or over $2,000 on a bike.
Yeah, my road bike. When I was doing that.
When I say bike, you guys, this is not a Harley Davidson. This is a bicycle.
That is par for the course with road bikes for triathlons. It was very important to me.
But I would never spend that much, and you spend it without thinking twice.
I completely agree. Well, that's a good wrap for the episode, everybody. Yeah. I think this is a good one. This is much better than the episode we did and re-recorded.
I don't know. We'll have to see when I listen to it tomorrow when I'm sober.
Absolutely. Well, everybody, this has been a great conversation. If you have some topics for us to throw for Nicole to put on her list of topics on her phone, because I'm not going to be bringing any topics to the game anymore, please leave me a voicemail at marriagekidsandmoney.com/voicemail or hit me up in a note on social media at Andy Hill MKM and leave that information. I gotta give a shout out to Avery for shooting Woo-hoo! Over a voicemail about the show. Avery, thank you so much for that feedback. And another shout out to Brandon. Brandon, you can just tell me, did I do better this time? I really tried.
I noticed the difference. Okay, I will good. Say. All right, good. Thanks, Brandon.
Thanks, Brandon. All right. Well, my glass is empty. Dear.
Mine's been empty.
Yeah, for a while.
Since the beginning of the conversation.
Well, let's do it again next week, babe. Thank you.
Okay, cheers.